Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business.
You know, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about your marketing, and the reason I'm saying that is because a lot of times when you go to somebody and you ask them for marketing help, you want assistance with your marketing, I have found that there has always been this kind of one-track kind of conversation when somebody comes to them about marketing, right? So the first thing they're going to jump on is obviously tell you about your social media, right? And we'll talk more about that as well. But I want you to understand that marketing is so much more than that. What I think a lot of people fail to tell you when it comes to your marketing is that the back end of your marketing is just as important as the front end. We tend to focus on the front end. And when I mean the front end, I mean how it looks to the public, right? That making sure that it looks pretty and that you have the right looking kind of filters and your tiles are looking good in Instagram and all those kind of things, right? And why that may be important and why that is important to an extent, what I think is not being taught or not being told or not being explained enough to you, if marketing is your challenge, is that the back end, making sure the back end of your marketing is just as good. So just starting a blog or just starting a YouTube channel or just starting an email list is not enough, right? You can start those things and get absolutely no results if you are not putting the things in place in the back end to get you the results. So you can send 4 or 5 emails per week and get absolutely no results if you're not like segmenting your audience and making sure that the right audience gets the right message. If you are not, you're not repurposing your stuff. If you're starting to write a blog and just posting this blog every single week and sending it out, but you're not looking at your SEO and your readability and making sure you have, backlinks and all of those things. So all of that is part of your marketing. All of that has to happen for your marketing to be well, right? To do well, making sure that once you have your YouTube channel up, that you are also using the right tags and using an end screen and all of those things. Making sure that once you start your social media page, making sure that it's optimized for mobile as well, that your imagery is optimized on mobile, making sure you're using the right hashtags, the right type of filters, making sure that your imagery speaks for your audience and not to your audience, making sure that you have your niche neighbors and you're also connecting and engaging with your niche neighbors. Because when it comes to social media specifically, right, and you're looking for a social media manager, a lot of people, because they don't know, right, just assume that all you need is somebody to do really pretty graphics for you or write content for you and just schedule that out. That is not what it is. And if that is all that you're getting, then no. Definitely not from a marketing perspective, right? Because marketers, I always tell you all too, is not just about your social media. It's about the combination of activities that you want to do together to get you from where you are to where you want to be. So whether that is, your social media, optimizing your social media, making sure you're connected to the right people on social media, not just every and anybody, and making sure you're talking to the right people on social media, as well as connecting that social media to your email list by creating a funnel, a sales funnel, so people who join your social media get, get invited to your funnel through something. Or even if you start to write a blog, you're writing a blog and you're using internal links and external links and backlinks and that kind of thing, and making sure that your SEO is good and your readability is good and you're using subheadings and all of those things, right? Because that is what makes a difference to Google. That is what will make a difference to your searchability when people are searching for you. So it's not just about being out there as often as possible. We talk about consistency and frequency, which are very, very important, because if your audience doesn't know you exist, they're not going to buy from you, they're not going to follow you. But also understanding all the other parts that need to happen in order for you to get the results that you want. And that's why I always say to you, too, when you're doing your marketing, there's so many different types of marketing, right? And I did that training in my membership group last night. We talked about the different types of marketing, right? You don't need to do all at one time. You want to add them on as you understand exactly how they flow. So you don't need to do an email list and a blog at the same time and all the other things at the same time. So even if you decide, listen, I have my social media, let me spend the next 4 weeks optimizing my social media, making sure it is mobile friendly, making sure that, you know, all of my bio, my about us, everything is filled out, making sure that, you know, I'm utilizing the tools that social media has given me so that it's easier for my audience to find me. I have my content plan. I know my brand colors. I know my main message. I'm connected to the people that I need to be connected to. I'm engaging with the people I need to be engaging with on a consistent basis. Let me focus on that for the next 4 weeks. And after I focus on that, let me now start to focus on connecting my social media to my email list. So let me now create an email opt-in that I can share on my social media, because I'm now building up my audience, building an active and engaged audience. So let me now share an email opt-in with them to get them on my email list. And as I get them on my email list, I segment my audience, deliver the value, retarget them if I need to retarget them, upsell them to something else, and really pay attention to how my emails are doing, making sure I'm getting the right subject matters, making sure I'm using the right call to actions, just really testing it out and getting that feedback from my audience over the next 6 weeks by sending 2 to 3 emails a week, right? Just letting them know what is happening in my business, how they could work with me, you know, teaching them value, teaching them tools, you know, sharing resources, and that kind of thing. And work on that for 6 weeks, right? So you start off with your social media, then you start off with your email list. After you've totally optimized that social media, you go to your email list, and then you can say, all right, now that I've optimized my social media, now I've connected my email list, let me now move on to my blog. I'm making sure that I'm not just writing blogs and posting them on my website, but I'm making sure that my SEO is good, my keyword search is good, my readability is good. I'm using tools like Grammarly and stuff like that to make sure that, you know, my messaging is clear and, you know, the way that I want it to be. So all I'm saying to you is that your marketing is not just posting on social media. Your marketing is so much more than that, and understanding how each type of marketing can assist your business, right? Whether you're doing direct marketing, online marketing, traditional marketing, video marketing, email marketing, content marketing, there's so many different types. But just understanding how it is supposed to be used for you to get the results that you want. A lot of my clients, my marketing clients, are always in shock by how much work that has to be done in the back end, and not so much in the front end. While the front end is of what your audience is seeing is important, a lot of work also has to happen in the back end. So if you're hiring anybody to do your marketing or your social media, make sure you know these things so you can ask them the right questions and you can get your value for your money, because it's not just about posting pretty pictures on social media and having tiles and that kind of thing. It's so much more than that, right? And that is my message for you today.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.